The sturgeon is a really big fish. It can grow 6 feet long and weigh as much as 200 pounds. Because of its size, it faces few challenges from any other animal, except, says Ron Brook, from humans. Brook is a fishery biologist with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. He says most of the 25 species of sturgeon found around the world are in trouble, including those living in the lakes here. Years ago, he says, the Great Lakes used to be full of sturgeon, but European settlers didn't like them because they tore up fishing nets.
And nets were very expensive at that time. They didn't have the fancy nylon twine and all the other equipment like we have today. So nets were expensive and very dear, and these big fish would get into the nets and rip them up, so they didn't like sturgeon. So they would take the sturgeon and just kill them, stack them up on the beaches or wherever just to get rid of them. And then they found out that the fish produced caviar.
And that meant the sturgeon began facing another threat. Today, a pint of caviar can bring as much as $600. That's enough money to bring out the poachers. So with the sturgeon population in rapid decline, scientists are eager to find ways to save those fish that remain. That's why many of them came to Wisconsin this summer. While most of the sturgeon population in the Great Lakes has long since disappeared, some of the fish still survive here. So scientists gathered on the banks of the Wolf River to watch as DNR wardens plucked a few of the big fish out of the water.
We'll take a total length. I understand there are a couple in here that are...
Wisconsin's lake sturgeon population is considered to be one of the healthiest on Earth. Sturgeon experts say that's because of a strong, two-pronged effort by state officials. First, they have a monitoring program. Many of the sturgeon are fitted with radio monitoring chips to keep track of how each fish is growing and where it's living. Then, to make sure the fish remain safe, game wardens regularly patrol for poachers and volunteers guard riverbanks during spawning season. That's when the fish are the most vulnerable because they float close to the surface and can be easily speared. But despite these efforts, the state sturgeon population still holds a threatened status. Most of the fish live in Wisconsin's inland lakes and rivers, while very few remain in Lake Michigan. And it's that fact which prompted a very unusual donation. An Italian count recently visited Wisconsin and learned of the fish's decline, so he's donated $200,000 to study how to strengthen the population. The count's money will pay researchers to go into Lake Michigan and Green Bay to see how many fish are left. They'll also look at what obstacles may block restocking efforts. Scientists hope what they learn in Lake Michigan can be applied to the rest of the Great Lakes. The money may also help fish elsewhere in the world. The count sent a team of Italian scientists to spend a week shadowing Wisconsin researchers. Darren McKenzie is an English scientist working with the Italians on preserving sturgeon in the Po River.
Well, I hope we can learn a few things about the kind of techniques that they use, particularly for radio tracking and following populations, because probably the Wisconsin lake sturgeon rehabilitation, whatever it's called, the management thing, is probably one of the best examples in the world of management of a sturgeon population.
For many of the foreign scientists, the importance of the sturgeon was brought home by a visit to a northern Wisconsin Indian reservation.
I'd like to welcome you to the land of the Menominee, our Menominee Reservation. And the way we look at it is, all you people here are people of the sturgeon, just like we are. I'm concerned about the sturgeon.
For the Menominee, the sturgeon is more than just unusual looking and good tasting. The tribe's relationship with the sturgeon goes back 10,000 years to the Menominee creation story. Before European settlers came along, the tribe relied on the fish for food and fuel. Then in the 1890s, a dam went up downstream that stopped the sturgeon from swimming to a traditional spawning ground on Menominee land. Back then, tribal historian David Greeno says, the federal government would not let the Indians go off the reservation to spear sturgeon.
It was denying us of a resource that we've had for centuries. You know, it's probably like the buffalo to the plains. You know, it was just a way of life was gone. Wouldn't return anymore.
But the fish are returning. Since they can't swim to the reservation anymore, the tribe is trucking them in. It is a long-term project. Sturgeon don't mate until they're at least 25 years old. so some tribal members won't live long enough to know if their efforts have paid off. But if the tribe's project and others like it are successful, then humans may claim credit for saving the fish they once almost pushed to extinction. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Patty Murray in Green Bay, Wisconsin.